Oh, sweet loving Father, we thank you for a time like this. Our minds are open to hear your word, we receive your word today with gladness and meekness of heart. As we get to know much more concerning spirit powers, our eyes of understanding is enlightened much more. And we walk in the light of what we have thought in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Abba Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So let's just continue concerning spirituals, right? A lot of discussing pneumaticals, right? This should be section 8. This should be section 8. Pneumaticals. Matthew 28 from verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given me in heaven and on earth. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. So, what we've been looking at for the past few weeks, if I'm not mistaken, for the past few weeks, should be the reality of heaven and earth, right? So just take note of that, because it will be a, what we are saying will be a background. No, will be what we are saying now will be background of what we will later look at in CRC this year. Yes, sir. I feel like using this for some business.
Hallelujah.
So, it will be a background for what we'll later look at in the course of our CRC. Because, you just hold on to what you are being taught now, especially the introduction. So, we said the heaven and earth will be the reality of God in man, right? Right? Which we'll call concerning spiritual. So when you now say teaching them to observe what I've commanded you, we've looked at it to be what I've commanded you would be another form of saying concerning what? Spirituals. Do you understand? So to be teaching them all, or teaching them pneumaticals. I don't know if you're following me. Hallelujah. Teaching them pneumaticals. Something again that we'll let us see as we get into CRC will be the fact that he says in chapter 12, when Paul began to teach concerning spirituals in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, remember we said he's correcting, it's more of correctional. 1 Corinthians 12 will be more of correctional as regards their conduct, right? As regards their conduct in their gathering. That will be 1 Corinthians 11. Was that what we said? Yeah. So when Paul will be addressing that, remember Paul's background will be what? Moses' temple, right? The background he will be using to address will be Moses. And we also saw something that it will be, the things of the Spirit is practiced well in the church. Whatever we saw the church. Do you understand? So that would be something to quickly take our attention on, to put our attention on. The spirituals is practiced in the ecclesia. Do you understand? So you practice pneumaticals in the ecclesia. You don't practice pneumaticals outside the ecclesia. So when the ecclesia is not in view, then what you have is showmanship. There will be no ecclesia. There will be no real practice of pneumaticals. Are you hearing me? So the moment you take the ecclesia out of the picture, what you are doing is self-loathing. You understand? And when we talk about ecclesia, when we say the ecclesia is the focus, you have to understand the fact that it is for the edification. So, what will I now say to the brother
Let me put it like that. The brother who comes up, or the sister who comes up, and now say, I want to give a word of knowledge. And now say, there's someone here. You have this, you have that, you have this, you have that. Your problem is the fact that there's a witch in the village that is sent to disturb you and doing that and doing that. And he calls it spiritual. And he's doing it in the local church. Would that be concerning spiritual? Would that person, do you understand what I'm going to? Would that be,
would that still be proper? Do you understand? Since man of God, you said the concerning spiritual should be practiced in the ecclesia.
Now, here comes this guy and says he's a prophet, and he stands up in the church and he's now saying, God says the Lord, there's someone here, you have big head, this, 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 that, that one, that one, that one. And then he now says the problem is the fact that there is somebody disturbing you somewhere, somewhere, this place, that place, that place. Okay, this is what you do. You're going to do this, do that, do that, do that. Everybody shouts glory. Is that what we're talking about? No. Do you understand? So, because we need to understand it in context. Because the major reason why that one will come out and say this, this, that, 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 this, this, that, 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 that. You must understand what 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 2 says. Look at that 1 Corinthians 12, 2 into 3. Do you understand? So, that will be something to actually look out for. Chapter 12 verse 2 into 3. Look at what it says and let's be. He says, do you not know that you were Gentiles carried away by these dumb idols? However, we were led. He said, therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit calls God accursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost. So, listen to this. The gift of the Spirit would glorify Christ. You understand me? So, I need you to follow this because it's something that if it is not well taught, and that is why I am not really too fine with people who don't come for meetings for that keeps teaching meetings like this, because you just keep getting half truths, and half truth is worse than it's better you don't even know at all than to have half truth. Do you understand? So because you need to balance this. A brother that comes and says, go and that sister, you know your problem? Your problem is the fact that this is somebody giving you a word of knowledge. Your problem, the reason why there is problem around you is because you have done this to this to this person at this time and that time, and that is what is affecting you. You know, does that glorify Christ? No. Do you understand me? So is he giving you is he or she giving the word of knowledge? Maybe. Do you understand me? But you have to understand some things are already in play. One, self is already in play. Do you understand? So self is not until I begin to say, okay, let me show you that I'm a minister. No. Do you understand? So the moment the word of knowledge you are given is no longer edifying. Do you understand? First of all, it's no longer edifying the brother. It's creating fear. It's not from God. Do you understand? So once there is fear, it is not of God first. Then number two is if it doesn't glorify Christ. If I cannot now see where Christ is glorified, it is not of Christ. Do you understand? So when it is not glorifying Christ, it's glorifying flesh. Are you following me? So we need to actually look at this in the practice of pneumaticals. Hallelujah. You need to actually look at this in the practice of pneumaticals. I need you to follow me closely. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's go a bit. So now, are you understanding what I'm talking about? First of all, it will glorify Christ. Right? It will edify the church. Do you understand? Because as you get to study the gifts one by each, you understand it, don't get to discernment of spirits. You get it. Hallelujah. You would know. Hallelujah. You would know. When somebody is already switching, you see, the same way somebody that is, you see, a believer can easily switch to the flesh within seconds. Do you know that? So that is why you must be on the alert. Within seconds, I can switch to the to the flesh. I might even start speaking now, and then I will switch. Do you know that? Somebody can just switch. Immediately. Are you following me? Aha. So it's something that you need to imagine. Okay. Somebody giving the word of knowledge, and as he's giving the word of knowledge, and giving the word of knowledge, giving the word of knowledge, he now wants to, you know, and self comes in immediately. You know, a man has given the word of knowledge, or given word of knowledge, word of wisdom, around that. Now he can easily bring himself. He can easily bring himself. Let me ensure I'm a minister. You know that talks itself. Jonathan. So now the person who is receiving might not be quick to see that this guy has switched. Jonathan. You know, you still deploy, but that is not switched. Hallelujah. Jonathan. And that is why what still remains our guiding principle is the what? Is the Logos, is the Word of God. Do you understand? Is the Word of God. It still remains the principle. Still remains the. Imagine somebody is telling you, okay, this is da-da-da-da-da. And then he now switch and now say, you know, what you need is to get an oil. Not just get the oil and put it on your hair. You know that person has switched. You don't even know. You don't even need the. He has switched. Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Uh-huh. Glory to God. Glory to God.
So that is very important.
Very important.
I just have to say, fellows, because I'm going to make sure I say it,
and it's not even in the notes for tomorrow or next week. So you see. Well, I have to say it. I have to say it because we need to see it. Glory to God.
So, 1 Corinthians 12, 1.
Now, concerning spirituals, I do not want to be ignorant. Hallelujah.
So, let's continue. Now, it says, concerning spiritual, I do not want to be ignorant.
And we said, what Paul is doing here is correctional,
right? He's correcting an attitude in their gathering. And we said the background of chapter 12 is chapter 11, right? Chapter 11, that they have strifes, they have divisions, right? They have endings.
And Paul, in that chapter 11, said, because of this, some are dead.
So when they come together, they don't consider one another. So Paul is now saying, okay, when you come together, it's not to share food. But for what? He said concerning spiritual. Meaning, Jonathan. So, the our coming together is for what? Dominant when we come together should be what? Spiritual. So, our coming together should be for spiritual activities. And that is why he has, first of all, laid a foundation by saying you are spiritual in chapter 2, verse 11. I mean, verse 13. Do you understand this? He had called us spiritual in chapter 13, chapter 3, verses 1. Then he had said, we are spiritual, but we are sanctified by the Holy Ghost. And then the Spirit of God dwells in us. You see, around that same surrounding text, he mentions what the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 2 and verse 3, he said, we have received the Spirit in the new birth, that we have begun in the Spirit. Do you understand? Are you following that?
Hallelujah. So it then becomes the fact that okay, he's correcting that attitude of theirs in chapter 11, verse 18. He says, in giving thanks, I do not praise you, saying that when you come together, some of you have words. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you are? Okay. Okay. So we come together not for the better but for the worse. Meaning our coming together should be for the better. Now our coming together being for the better, what should be
prevalent concerning spirituals? Do you understand? Did you get what I'm going to? Is it your coming together is supposed to be for the better, not for the worse? So it should be for the better, chapter 12, verse 1 concerning spirituals.
Are you following me? So what should be domicile in our gathering should be what? Concerning spiritual. Or the spirituals. Hallelujah. The same way too, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 into 6. Look at verse 5 into 6. They had similar division. In fact, it's been there from the onset. So look at what they argued over. Verse 5 into 6. Who then is Paul? Okay. Verse 4. For when one says, I am of Paul, another says, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? He tells you, look at, where did they say this? In their gathering. Look at verses 3. It says, for you are still carnal, for wherein there is envy and strife and divisions amongst you. Amongst you will be in your gathering. Do you understand me? Are you not carnal and are behaving like men? Do you understand me? Where would you find these strifes, envy, and divisions? Numbers. Do you understand me? So Paul is writing for Numbers. Paul is trying to point their character or their attitude to Numbers when they came with the report. Did you remember that report? Automatically, there was division. Do you understand me? Amongst the people. So Paul pointed them back to Numbers. Do you understand? The 12 spies, two had the good report. The others had the false report. Now you know that there were divisions there. There were divisions there because the reports were different. So majority of them went with the other report. You want us to kill us. So they were what? Murmurs. They were factions. Are you hearing me? It also points you also back to when they worshipped the golden image. Moses in anger came down and said, those who be on the Lord's side, you know, some people came, right? And they said, okay, slay those who are not. Do you understand that? And 3,000 people came. Divisions. So when they are reading this, when Paul will be writing this, what they will have with them will be what? Numbers. Do you understand that? So Paul is pointing to them that your attitude is not different from those in numbers, and he called them carnal men. Do you understand? So you are dealing like those without the Holy Ghost. Are you following that? Maybe like those without the Spirit. So they are seeing their character from where? Numbers. And we said the roots or the background of walking in the flesh is what? Unbelief. Do you understand? Unbelief towards the gospel. That is the background of walking in the flesh. Unbelief towards the gospel. So they are seeing. That's why in chapter 10, he will write to them. And now that this thing happened to these guys. Do you understand me? To these guys because of what? As an example that you should not lose over what they lost after. Do you understand? That is chapter 10. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Are you following this closely? Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. So in that chapter 3, when he says, some say I'm for Apollos, some say I'm from Paul, is that you not carnal and walk like men? Are you not carnal? Look at verse 5. Who is then Paul? Or who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers, students, and why would this bring factions? How does he now correct it? He will now correct it for them in verses 16 of chapter 4. Look at verse 16 of chapter 4. He said, therefore, I urge you, imitate me. He has the word to follow me. Imitate me. Imitate me. Did you get that? This now becomes the high point, let me put it like that today, the high point of discipleship in the local church, to imitate the pastor. Do you understand? In the local church, to be like the pastor. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He said, imitate me. Follow me. Do you understand? So it clears that up for them. So meaning, I can say, following your pastor is walking in the spirit. Some people want to be ahead of their pastor. Some people want to know where is pastor feeding from. Let me go and feed from there. You are walking candle. You know, that talk of where is pastor feeding from?
No, pastor is teaching us pneumatic. Where is he feeding from?
Is carnal. But following your pastor is spiritual. I hear you. So, you see that being spiritual is not hard. It's not from the blues. It's not jumping into our pattern mood. No. Being spiritual is following the word.
Do you understand? Being spiritual is just following the word.
Do you understand?
Just following the word.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, very important.
You follow the word. So, maybe in the local church, everybody would want to follow the pastor. So, not to follow your pastor is to walk in the flesh. There is no fabu inside it.
Mm-mm.
It is you are walking in the flesh. Take it to the bank.
Hallelujah.
Take it to the bank. You're walking in the flesh. No, I have a mind of my own. Flesh, can I? Everything you are saying is the word, everything is the word. Stop being spiritual, spiritual. Get better, can I?
Do you understand? Because I will have to follow. If I don't follow the word, what will I follow? I should follow you. Kanakoku.
Do you understand? In Christianity, we follow God. We follow God through men. The men will be what? The pastor, the leader in the local church.
When are you doing discipleship seminar?
Hallelujah.
I'm switching to the discipleship seminar. Discipleship seminar is still next year, even if it's hungering me, but it's still next year. Hallelujah. So we just have nuggets. We just be getting nuggets for now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We'll do discipleship seminar next year. There's a lot to be discussed.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we said at the background of chapter 12 is chapter 11. Right? Right? And take note, he said the manifestation, that is verse 7 of chapter 12. He said the manifestation of the Spirit. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for the profit of all, to profit without. Right? Right?
Yes,
and we say that word, profit of all.
Is the word that implies what?
For the common good. Of everyone in the body of Christ. Common good. So we called it last week, right? Common good. So the gift or the manifestation of the Spirit is for the benefit of everyone. Some Pharaoh is for the benefit of everyone. Common good of everyone in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So look at chapter 14, verse 7 into 8. 1 Corinthians 14, 7 into 8. Is it? I'm coming. So, verse 5. He says, I wish you all spoke in tongues, but everyone, but even much more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interpret, that the church may receive edification. So edification. Do you understand me? So edification. That is the common good of everyone. Do you understand? Everybody profits. In the sharing of food, they had faction. But he replaces that sharing of food with what? Spirituals. Everybody gets edified. Do you understand me? And in talking about edification, he now brings in law.
Do you understand? We might not look at that in this series of pneumaticals, but we'll later look at that word,
how he brings in law in chapter 13. Very important. So law will now become what? Pneumaticals. We'll look at it too. Hallelujah. Pneumaticals. We might not have time this series, but subsequent series we'll get to look at that. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It brings in law as what must be what? Prevalent in the what? Manifestation of the Spirit.
Jonathan. So the reason why I will give a word, or the reason why I will give a tongue and an interpretation, is because of love. Jonathan, are you following me? So the reason why I will give a prophecy because of love. Jonathan. So when we get to talk about prophecy, you will discover that what people think is prophecy is prophesying. And so that, well, when we start talking about ministry gifts, you now discover that that word prophecy, or a prophet, God will get there. That word prophecy or a prophet, you now begin to see that what we think is prophecy, somebody is prophesying. It's not actually prophesying. Tell us, are you following? That's what. What is this guy now doing that is calling prophecy? Do you now see? Aha. We now see what really to prophesy is. And when we now look at the prophet in the Old Testament, later on in the year, you now see reasons why Paul will now come in chapter 14 and call the one that speaks in tongues and interprets a prophet. Are you following me? That he will not say, let the prophet speak to you, right? And let one that. Do you not see why is that one called prophet? Do you get it? Hallelujah. You have discovered that all the world, what we've carried along, has been a fabu, a lie. And people have embraced the lie rather than the truth. So when I now wear a long robe, I now say, there's 10,000 men in your bank account. Prophet, man of God, Shanda, Professor, Major One, tell me, Papa. Hello, what you want to say? Yeah, Papa. Papa, what? Do you know what it means to be a Papa? Is it prophecy? To be a Papa, you must learn to teach. You understand? You will teach well. You will teach well. Papa, Professor, woo! It's touching my head. Hallelujah. You are just being carried away by some nonsense. Okay. Okay. Let's go ahead. So, in that chapter 12, that verse 7 of chapter 12, he does say, but the manifestation. That is what
I had a lot of words on my head. Phanerosis.
Phaneru.
I don't know how to say. What was going to my head is phonesis. Phonesis how?
Hallelujah. Phanerosis. Phaneru. Now, he said the manifestation. Remember we said that phaneru is actually the indwelling of the spirit. Right? We'll call that phaneru, the indwelling of the spirit. That manifestation is another word. Phaneru means to open, to make visible, to make clear. So we will now say, at what point was the spirit made visible, right? At what point was the spirit given? That is at the new birth. So the new birth is that manifestation. Jonathan, so the new birth is that manifestation. So upon that manifestation, Paul now says is given to the prophet of all. Then verses 8 now says, but to one. Do you understand me? So, something very important to note is that Paul, in mentioning in talking about the manifestation of the Spirit, mentions 9 abilities in the Spirit. Mentions 9, and now you find from verse 8 to verse 10. Mentions 9 abilities in the Spirit. So, we're going to look at them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But before we look at those 9, God, we're going to look at them. Okay, let's just mention it out. Say, for the one is given the word of wisdom, right? For the one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the workings of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. You say, but one and same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So let's just look at those things before we get to start discussing the gifts, which will be in the next two sections after this. Is that not interesting?
We are getting there, but we are not touching it in this session. Hallelujah.
It's interesting, huh? But there are a lot of things we need to understand before we get into it. Because if you don't understand those things, we will not be able to. There are some things that people do and call it the spirit, whereas it's flesh, right? It's character. So you need to understand it. So there are some things we need to drive home very fast.
Drive home very fast. And you know, there's nothing like a pastoralism,
right? The investor just go there and no. In fact, for somebody who has been speaking in tongues for years, some of you are not even born again. You are supposed to have given interpretation. Now, I'm talking about since 2006, even not before then, but I mean 2006, tongue talking, Holy Ghost filled. He has done a lot of things.
For him to be asking me and be telling me that, sir, I still believe that speaking in tongues is speaking of people's language in other places. Recently, you should know that you cannot throw away, you cannot say, yeah, let's go there. No! You have to understand some very vital point. Do you know that? For people to know, for somebody that has given tongues and given interpretation and come out to me and say, no. I believe speaking in tongues is something, it's people's language. You should know that it's something to weep over. Do you understand? And it's something that you would have to, meaning you have to keep learning the same things very well so that at least at any time you slip away. Do you understand? You need to learn it well. Do you understand? Learn it well with all aggression. I must learn it. Least you need to say, let me tell you something. I've laid hands on somebody before that was healed. He fell under the power of God. I was healed.
And after that, it will keep happening, healing. I mean, services where you will lay hands and the person will fall. So what day? Listen.
When some brain begin to brainize you, brain?
So I will not for the person's name, but if the person listens to this message anytime, you know he's the one I'm talking about. Because the person is still close by.
Then I'm a very close friend to the ministry. So one day,
I was inside of my friend's house, and he came to tell me, look at what this brother is saying. He said all those times he was talking about the anointing. He said he was faking it.
I was inside with my friend, I said, that is nonsense he's saying. He said, it's not a joke. He's saying it outside there. And I put my ears in the window and I heard what he was saying. And I just smiled. Is there all those things? Not there. Pastor Smile will not be angry. You don't follow that person.
And
that's
where you go. He is stupid.
Do you know that? I said he is stupid. No, I mean that he's stupid. He's a very stupid person. What I'm telling you is, way back to 2008,
on what has happened, at the point, when we started ministry, I have the gift of laying hands. Femi is learning. I can lay hands and lay hands on everything.
we lay hands, we lay leg, we lay body. You know what I mean? We lay Bible. The daughter I've not laid.
I've laid slippers.
So I was laying everything. I've laid clothes. I did it that one recently, not too long now.
I still laid. I was doing everything. So I have removed my slippers before. Shoot. Take it. And people fell under their mountain. This brother had a punch, audacity. Now said he fell. He was just falling.
He's not meant. He's meant that. He's nowhere. It's not normal. Like, but that's what he's saying.
I have one of my brothers around, but Jeremiah was there and he was surprised. Because he had also seen
the one that he brought someone, I bet his hand was see. We didn't have conversation before the meeting. Just as I was teaching, you know the way some people
like to be a sound system. A pastor is talking, you are echoing. Bam, bam. You are not learning. See, when I'm teaching and you are echoing, I know you are not learning anything.
I know you are shut up.
Just like that. Because a good student, when you have been taught, you are right. you are understanding. So when you go down and say, just practical. I was preaching the wonderful name of Jesus. So I was like, do you know that when you are attacked, you can say, believe in the name of Jesus and the person is still. No, I was talking about how to use the name. And the guy was like, just practical. Just practical.
I said, okay. We now have to move from inside the house. Now came outside. I said, this kind of practical, we can't use inside the house.
This is Smith, Storm, and A to pray about. So,
Jeremiah witnessed that. Jonathan, they are doing that. And Jeremiah just joined ministry that time. Jonathan, so he has witnessed that and he was not surprised. Somebody is now coming to say he was just falling under the anointing. He was just supposed that pastor will not be angry. I do understand. Some bread. You have to. Those are the kind of bread in his congregation that you must be aware of. Pop all them doors. Be aware of. Those are people you don't keep company with. When somebody begins to speak ill of what pneumaticals of the things of the spirit, just distance yourself from that person. Because that person can corrupt your thoughts. Do you know that? So I just smile.
And I told the person that came to tell me the story. I said, see, go outside there and ask him, what about the day you were sick? And you fell under the anointing and you were healed. Jonathan, just go and ask him. Let him answer and then come back and tell him. You know, the only thing is better,
that was that time. Can you see yourself? You have a knot loosed in your brain.
Jonathan, there's a knot loosed in your brain. Jonathan, so it's just very important.
It's just very important that, you see, you become wise.
So if that person, after he had seen rock, he has been there, we've gone to hospital,
he has seen healing, so, and that said he was just falling on his own. You know that, with such situation, you, that you are learning this thing, you need to keep learning it well.
Do you understand? You need to learn it.
There is nothing like a past that thing. Actually, in a ecclesia.
No.
Learn it well. You are hearing it again. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it ahead. Hear it well. Lead. At any time, you begin to deviate. I heard of a minister. That should be Martin Luther. Not Martin Luther, President Martin Luther. The main Martin Luther.
Hallelujah. So, that he said he will always teach his church almost on a weekly basis righteousness and justification
every week, so that you know when they go out, they will meet the corruptors. So, whenever they come together as a church, they will always keep hearing justification and justifying by faith.
Where is our thought is yesterday now? Why will I teach it today? You see, when you begin to talk like that, the moment you begin to say, I'm coming to hear Matthew 28, 18 to 20, you're having itching ears. You want that word itching ears, also we should be aware of people like you. Do you understand? Who wants to hear what to be sweet to their ear? Do you understand? I want to come to church today, when I get to church today, I want pastor to just minister to my situation.
You only the situation. You are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're coming to church, I felt pastor today. That's what I like to hear when I come to church.
You know, your pastor just ministering, he's just giving us the word. You know, the word. You know, the one you'll be opening Bible and be writing all the time. You know, that time when you come to church, you just be jumping. Hey!
I need to go. Go to club on Friday night.
Jump. You're in church. He said, make disciples. School. Do you go to school to go and be dancing at Lego Monday to Sunday or to Friday? No. You go to school to learn.
Or you go to school, you are going to school, you are carrying drum every day, drum and stick every day, Monday to Friday. He said, my school is drum.
You are going to be sick. Even those who go to school to learn music, they write. Abi? They write. Hallelujah. So you need to learn this, brothers and sisters. You need to learn it. And keep learning it.
Least at any time you begin to deviate. Do you understand?
Then what now happened in Acts of Apostles chapter 2? When the Bible says they heard them speak their language. They heard them speak their language. Say, this is what I hear them speaking Crete. I hear them speaking this. And you can say, it's another people's language. You are dull of hearing because you have been hearing and hearing well. Hearing you say, that is interpretation of tongues.
But we'll soon look at that in this session. Can you ask why you keep need to keep hearing? Do you understand? Some people, when they become pastors, they say, hey, I've passed stage of becoming a brand and a pastor. You are sniffing me. Hallelujah.
So let's continue.
Hallelujah. So Paul will mention the nine. And we said before we look at those nine, because we're going to look at it well. Especially in preparation for CRC. You have to look at it where? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. Look at verse 11. Let's get to, before we look at, it's verse 8 to 10. Let's jump to 11. He said, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, disputing to each one individually as he wills.
Let's consider that word.
One and same Spirit. Now that word one and, that word and is the word kai. We don't need to talk much about it, right? Car is used to buttress or to do what? To substantiate the preceding one. So we could say, when he said that one and same self-spirit, we can call it that one which is the self-same spirit. Do you understand me?
That one which is the self-same spirit. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That one which is the same, so it's not two different. That one and same spirit. So it's different. No. That one, which is the word self same spirit.
So in looking at that verse 11, there are some things to consider. He uses the word and, but one which is the self same spirit, right? He said works all these things. So take out of that word worketh or work all these things. Distributing. So we have that word worketh, we have that word self-same spirit, we have that word dividing to every man, and we have that word as he will. So we're going to look at those things today.
The worketh, self-same spirit, dividing to every man as he will. Let's look at that word work or worketh. It's from the Greek word energeo. Energeo in the Greek. It implies an activity or be active.
An activity of being active.
An activity of being active.
Okay. The one is found in verse 6. Look at verse 6 very well. It says, and there are diversities of oppression, activities, right? But the same God but it is the same God who works all in all. Now, using the word that diversities of oppression, is the same God who works. That word oppression, that word works as the same word in a Jew. Diversities of oppression is the same God who works all in all. Remember in verse 4, listen to this, it says, there are diversities of gift, but the same spirit, right? There are diversities of ministry, but the same Lord. Take note. Now it said, there are diversities and there are diversities of activities, of operations, right? Of works, but it's the same God who works in a geo all in all. Who works all in all. So you is that word all in all, you can see the word that who works all these things in all. Generally, who works all these things or who works all things. That word also with all these things in all. So what will be the all these things? The all these things will be what? All the gifts. Are you ready?
Yes.
So he's teaching the operation of the Spirit. Do you understand me? He said it is the same God who works all in all. So it tells us that the operation of the gift is in each part of the body. That's what they say. It's the same God who works all these things. All these things will work. All the gifts in all. The all will be in all the ministries. Do you understand? So it's the same God who works all these gifts in all the ministries. So the workings of all the gifts in all the ministries is the operation of the Spirit.
So when you say there are diagnosis of operation, what it means is that it is the working of all the gifts in all the bodies.
Or in all the in every member of the body. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
That is the operation of the Spirit. How the gift is worked. So the gift is worked where in all the members. Do you understand? So when I said it's in verse 11, when I said, and this same self spirit is it works all these things. So the all these things will be what? All the gifts where in all the bodies. Do you get that? Are you following that?
Yes, sir.
So the gift worked in the body is the operation of the Spirit. And we're going to see how the gift is worked soon. That is why we are looking at verse 11. So verse 11 deals with the operation of the Spirit. Do you understand me? The operation. Because Paul will still go ahead and talk about, Paul spoke first of all about what? The diuresis in the charisma. That is the nine, right? There is now teaching now the what? The activities, the operation of the Spirit. Then you will now teach again concerning the ministries, all in that same chapter 2. Do you understand? So we can say verses 4 to verse 6 is actually Paul highlighting what he's going to discuss. So be the subject matter of chapter 12. Are you following me? Hmm? Okay. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me?
Glory to God.
So when you use the word self-same spirit, now look at that word self-same spirit. What does it mean by the word self-same spirit? Look at verse 4. He said there are diversities of gift, but the same spirit. That is the same word. Do you know what I mean? He has used it in verse 4. Look at verse 7. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone for the profit of all. Of the Spirit, self-same spirit. Do you understand me? Eh? Of the same spirit. That's the word, self-same spirit. Look, and then we use in verse 13. He says, for by one spirit we all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, but all been made to drink into one spirit. So the self-same spirit. Eh? The self-same spirit in context is referring to the spirit given to every believer at salvation. Do you understand? It's referring to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The manifestation of these things is given to everyone to profit. The manifestation of the Spirit, that is the indwelling. Do you understand? So what Paul is talking about is the indwelling. So when he says, and all these things work, I mean, but one and same self-spirit, or one and the same spirit, what does it mean? The indwelling. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Are you following me? So the gift is worked in the indwelling. Are you following that? Okay. So this will help us see something very unique. That since every part of the body, which is the church, has received the Spirit, then every part in the body has all the gift of the Spirit. That is what he's trying to tell you, make you see. That's what he's trying to make you see. He said that same self-spirit, same works all this. And we'll see that that same self-spirit is what? The Holy Ghost that we've received, the indwelling of the Spirit. So what he's saying is, since it is that Spirit that works all this, he's telling you that everything we are looking at is in the Spirit. Do you understand? Are you following that? It's in the Spirit. And since we've received the Holy Ghost, it means that it is the gift of the Spirit is available by the Spirit that is in us. Because where is the gift to work? It is worked in the Spirit. Did you get that? Are you hearing me? It's the Spirit that will receive. So the gift are resident in the Spirit and will receive the Spirit. So every believer has the gift. So that's why I say, worketh all these things. Jesus has worked all this. All these things will be what? The gift.
Do you understand me? He's saying it after he's not talking about the man. He now said that same self-spirit that he has said in verse 6. He said, what's all this? All this was this night. Do you understand me? And where will he work it? In verse 6, he said, in all the ministries, in all the members. Do you understand that?
Hallelujah. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God.
So hence, since we don't differ in spirit,
neither do we define the gift. Yeah. My own gift. You know, you
even see someone that is born again, tongue talking, Holy Ghost, and even claim he has listened to this pastor, that pastor, and I want to tell you, know my gift in the body of Christ. My gift in the body of Christ is interpretation of dreams. You slap that person. Because that can be a gift. Say, my own gift in the body of Christ is dreaming dreams. You knock that person. Say, my gift in the body of Christ is singing. You are a gunner. It shows you don't even know anything. My gift in the body of Christ is to be a pastor. Slap. It shows you don't do nothing. So that kind of person, know you do. You will start from the scratch. Start teaching what is new man. Don't jump to pneumatic also. Start teaching new man first. So you know what is new man? You start from John 3:3. Yes, everyone is born again, all speak in everyone born of the Spirit. So he begins to see, the Holy Ghost, Then you now start, before you get to new man, you would have done discipleship for the person like for 3 months. So that, then you start doing new man because, that's because the person needs to further understand what it means to be born again. You will understand that being born again, the spirit that will receive is a singing spirit. You will know that one too. So that you will give yourself, you know, have you not heard somebody say, my gift in the body of Christ is to be an usher? I've not heard that before. So that's my gift, that's my calling. Is it be sing usher you? Look as if I have PhD. Well, I say, welcome to church. Is it look as if angels welcome you to church? Welcome to church. Then my smile is contagious. It's a gift. It's a gift of the spirit. I've never heard people say that. Say my spiritual gift is to repair laptop. Have you not heard that before? So you know this one does not even know Jack concerning Bible. So you just have to, all of us, you have to find out that one is born again. Do you understand? Say my gift in the body of Christ is dancing. You don't give the person, the slap you give the person will wake up in the spirit. I know somebody told me that. What I'm telling you is not out of the blue. Somebody has told me that my gift is singing. Say, my own gift is to interpret tongues. And what now happened to the night? Is it which night? No. My own gift in the spirit is when I come to church, I'll be able to fix all the appliances. Are you okay? Somebody has told me, I'm not telling you outside the blues. This is what somebody has told me. The person was not even afraid. He's an ushering team and he's telling me that. He said, I don't know why they don't want to discover my gifts in this church. I said, what is your gift? He said, I don't have to fix that plan. I said, this guy's no man. He said, that's what God has blessed me with. I know that's my handwork in the Holy Ghost. Yes. So can you imagine why we need to study this thing? This is why we need to know it. Some of us will have been like that, so don't laugh at us. We'll have been worse. Somebody will say, my gift is to be a mechanic in Christ. To be a welder in the Holy Ghost. That's the divine destiny. It's not this divine.
So. Is it not one of our pastor here that was not afraid and he told you that his gift, what God has called him to do in the body of Christ is to be a comedian. A pastor. That was the man, a pastor. But then, say, what is your gift? Say, man of God. God has called me to be a comedian. To be a cracking joke. You think the church is on serious people? Tell us, I've been called to be a comedian.
Hey, that was why I knew that I'm going to win this one. Don't worry.
I didn't laugh. If it is today, some of you will laugh. I didn't laugh. This is way back. I didn't laugh. I said, okay, no problem. Comedian. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't understand. Comedian. Even if, when I was wandering in the world, before I got born again, I can't even think of comedy. Comedian, Christ. I know the problem. I voted for Christ. That is the problem.
Yeah.
So I can be a comedian for Christ because there was dead and I voted for Christ. And because in the church, you're not bringing it. I can say public because they did it publicly. Because they are not bringing comedians to church. So a disciple of the church will now say, I want to be a comedian in Christ. Is that not crazy? I've now discovered my destiny in the Holy Ghost. Especially when you are now bringing people to come and talk in church how to discover career. The feeble mind will not think that career you are discovering is gift in the Holy Ghost. And those people will not say, so they will not be quoting scripture. They will not tell you, God gave some five talents. And your talent is the gift in the Holy Ghost. You need conquer. You don't wake up your ideas. Talent. Talent is gift. Can we continue? We'll look at parables this year, right? What we're looking at this year, excellency, we'll have a lot of Saturday teaching seminars this year. We have a lot. I know that of the short we will have. Hallelujah. Because a lot of things we need to look at as we get prepared for next year. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm still in this year with us. The year just started. I can't be watching anything. So we are yet to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you see why you will need to learn this much more. Learn it well. Learn it well. Are you hearing me? Don't say I wrote something online. I say you cannot say. Show me a man that says I am a master in the things of the spirit. I will show you a man. He has not backslid. He has backslid. You know what you call backslid? Yeah. You know there is backslid. There is backslid. Backflip is you can do backflip and still stay in the same spot. Backflip is you have done it and you've gone from S1, you've gotten to. You know what I mean? You've gotten far. S1, you're already in C10. You have backflip. You know, backsliding, you are still going so much, but a brother can still catch you. Ah! Go from back. But backflip. Now, you know, there is backflip that you'll be using hands. You use hands, that's why there's one that is no hands. No hand. So you just backflip, no hand. Peter. Nobody can catch you. Your situation is bad. So don't backflip. Don't say, I'm not a master. Even your pastor, as I've told to you, I need to stay around spirit feed men. If you're not around spirit feed men, you do canacoco things. Not a joke. You begin to listen to Korode Bello every day and John Jazzy every day. Oh, won't you be doing like jazz? That's why they have jazz. Because you have been listening to that is what is your friend. Are you hearing it? So there's nothing like I know it all. You cannot come and say, I know the leading of God's Spirit. I know how to know the leading. You know the leading of God's Spirit. See, even if you teach leading of God's Spirit every day, does not mean you do it. Does not mean you're a pap, you're a master. You see, you can know everything about the leading of God's Spirit. You see, He leads us from within. John 8! You know scriptures. John 8! He says, you know what, in Daniel, you have the light of life. I want it now. Is it not the inward business? Inward business. The inward business is called some material. You do not agree. Some material. It's called a joint witness. Romans chapter 8. Say the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are sons of God. It's called some material. Is this witness of the Spirit? I know it now. You see, you can know everything about the leader of the Spirit, and yet you don't follow the leader of the Spirit. There's a difference between knowing it and following it. And now we will later explore. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So now we've taught the leading of the Spirit. Now we'll now teach following the leading of the Spirit. We need to know how to follow.
You have to understand how to. How would I now have known it? Some people just know it, but they don't know what to do after knowing it. Tell us that. Jairo is the business of the spirit. You don't know what to do.
So, you, and such kind of messages, you don't hear it once. It's something you keep learning, you keep knowing. In fact, you have to keep yourself listening to such messages all the time. Because there's no master there. And that's why every year you discover that for the past 2 years, that will be treating it every year. Do you understand? The same way tools don't work. We did it last year, last 2 years. We treated it this year, we treated it next year. We'll still look at it again this year, towards December. Was that what I said? Towards November. What are we looking at it? Least at any time we begin to walk in the flesh. Do you understand? There's nothing like I now know how to walk in love. Why are you not walking? You see why you need to keep hearing it. There's nothing like I know it. You are backslide. If you are not backslide, you are backslide. You are turning from a brother to a brother. To a brother. Bro? Bra? Hallelujah. You are turning to a brother. A brother is where you begin to doubt. Brother? How far?
The man of God, I have to ask something. You know, concerning tongues, I think tongues is Calabar language. Breath?
We just started to break. Hallelujah. So we see why we need to. Do you understand? So there's no master in the teachers. Even me that I'm teaching you. I didn't just jump out and say, I've written this note, let me come and teach you.
I have to look at it. I have to convert. Okay. Because I have to look at it.
I'm not looking at this that I'll come and teach you, that I can keep myself abreast with it. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So look at same self spirit, right? So something we also have to look at again. There will be a difference. Now, because we said the gift that works in the spirit, right? So every believer will have the gift because they are works in the spirit. Now, but something you must also look at is that where we would have a difference will be in the ministry gift.
Every believer will not work in the same ministry gifts. What I just said now,
we'll explore it in the second part of this series, which will happen after Caris Camp meeting. So we'll explore that. Hallelujah. So we could say this, that the gifts are available and worked in the believer because of the indwelling of the Spirit. So it is the indwelling that is called the manifestation. We've said that, right? Okay, another thing we need to look at is dividing to every man. Our time is almost fast spent. Dividing to every man. That word dividing is from the Greek word diareo. Remember we looked at the word, there are differences, that is diaresis. This is diareo. D-I-A-I-R-E-O, diareo. It implies to distribute.
To distribute. Remember when you use the word diaresis, is what the same, different of the same, right? Diaresis, right? Now,
when you use the word diareo, diarrhea is more or less a verb. And it implies to distribute. Distribute. It doesn't mean to divide something. When you say dividing to everyone, when you hear that word divide, no, it is spirit. What it does is that it divides. Like if you have four Bibles, we divide, everybody will have one into four.
That means it says we are believers and we are more than 10 million or 30 million. There should be 30 million views.
Have you? But no, that's not what it's saying. Do you understand? When you use the word divide there, that word diario, it means to distribute. It doesn't necessarily mean to now start dividing something into different parts. No, it means to distribute. Do you understand? It's a word to distribute. To distribute between persons or people. So, meaning, if I'm distributing, as I say, dividing to every man, that is what distributing to every man. So, the distribute to every man is giving every man everything. The nine, do you understand me? So, it's being given to everyone. Do you understand me?
That is the work of the Spirit.
distributes. Do you understand? He has distributed in the new birth. Hallelujah. So it implies that every member of the body, which is the new creation, has equal or put the same distribution of the abilities of the Spirit. Did you see that? Every member that is the new birth has equal or the same distribution of the abilities of the Spirit, and no part lacks the distribution of the gift of the Spirit. No part lacks this ability. Every part has the ability. Do you understand me? Every part has the ability. Glory to God. Every part has the ability. Now, another one to consider is the word every man, divided into every man. I want to rush down, so I will round up within 30 minutes. To every man. That word every man is the Greek word hikatos. Hikatos. H-E-K-A-S-T-O-S. Hikatos. It's used 39 times in the Pauline epistles and 20 times in 1 Corinthians. So if you want to understand that word every man, you have to look at 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It implies to everyone, it implies to every individual or to each. That's the word. Let's look at how Paul uses it in context. Context will be in context of 1 Corinthians. Okay, 1 Corinthians 1. Let's rush to 1 Corinthians 1. Verse 12. Now, it says, Now I say this, each of you say, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas, I am of Christ. I am of Christ. Say each of you, that is the word, each of you. Can I see that word there? Each of you. What do they do? They say. Right? Take note of what they did, each of you. Look at verses chapter 3, verse 5. It says, who then is Paul? Who then is Apollos, but ministers through which you believe and the Lord gave to each one? Did you see that? Through whom you believe and the Lord gave to each one. Meaning, he's saying the pastors is given, but it came from your what? Your belief. Right? Take note of that. Look at verse 8. He says, now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Each one will receive his own reward according to his labor. So something is there. Right? Right? Okay. Look at verses 10. Verse 10. He said, according to the grace of God, which is giving me as a wise master builder, I've laid a foundation, let another build on it. And let each one take heed how he builds. Each one. Take heed how he builds. Hallelujah. Each one take heed how he builds. Okay. This thing has not been working since. Okay. Hallelujah. Don't come here without battery tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse 13. He said, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Now, each one's work. Do you understand me? Take note of that. Each one's work. There's something I'm trying to point your attention to. How the word each one is used. It's used in relation to what? His participation. There is something that one, or there's something that each one or everyone is doing. Do you understand? There's something that each one or everyone is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. We're in one verse now. We just finished verse 13, right? Look at chapter 4, verse 15. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fires. For in Christ I have begotten you through the gospel. You have it, verse 15? I'm coming in second. Take that out. Take that out. Look at chapter 7, verse 2. He said, nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have his own husband. Let each man have his own wife. His participation in it is to have his own wife. Do you understand me? Take note of that. Verse 7, you find that it's also in verse 7. Verse 17. As God has distributed to each one, as the Lord has called each one, so let him walk. Then I said, and so I ordained in all the church. Very important. Verses 20, you find it. He said, let each one remain in the same calling in which he was called, his participation in the call. Verse 24, brethren, let each one remain with God in that state in which he was called, his participation in the call. You find it also in chapter 10, verse 24, 11, verse 21. Very important, look at chapter 12, where we are in. Chapter 12, verse 7. Say, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Each one. Hallelujah. So, his participation, right? Right? Is in the profit of all. His participation in that manifestation is in the profit of all. Hallelujah. Look at verses 11. It says, but thou, okay, where we are, that's where we are. Look at verse 18. It says, but now God has set members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. Hallelujah. So you have that word used in chapter 14, verse 26, 15, verse 23, 15, 38, 16, 2. So from the use of the word, it shows an individual participation. An individual participation. So when you get to verse 11 again, I say, and one and same Spirit, he said, works all this, distributing to each one individually. So it shows you that that one must be participating. That's what I mean. Take note of that. There must be the participation of that one. So with that word, each one, he calculates. He tells you that the weed will be the each one's weed. That's what I mean. That will imply that each one's participation. That's what I mean. So when he says, I hope to talk about this before we close. Though it's not part of my notes, but it's something I want to talk about. So when he says, distribute to each one as he needs, it's not like, okay, he has given you tongues and interpretation because that is what you want. No. Remember he has said, it is work to bear in the spirit, in verse 6, right? So it is work in the spirit. Do you understand me? Eh? So you can't say it is what you want, that was what you received before. It's talking about that is why I said I want us to, let me not jump the gun, let's get to the end of this verse 11, then I will say this. Hallelujah. So the as the wheels would mean will imply my participation with the abilities of the Spirit that is indwelling in me. So that would be the as the so that would be my participation. So when he said individually as the wish would be my participation in what has been done in the spirit. Do you understand me? My participation. How I will now flow what I have in the spirit. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. So it is not my will, or it's not the as I will. That is how I have the gift. No, the gift is what in the spirit. Jonathan, so the as I will be my participation in the gift that works in the spirit. Jonathan, hallelujah. So that's why I said it was not in my notes, but as I studied in preparation, I just discovered that it was an omission. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you use another word, in distributing, okay, distributing to each one individually, right? Right? Individually, that is the word the old King James would call it severally, right?
Right? That is the word severally. It's from the word idios.
Idios. It's used 13 times in the new, this epistle, which is in Corinth, the epistle to the brethren in Corinth, and it refers to what is your own. It refers to what is your own. It's used for what belongs to you. Do you understand me? Chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. It says, now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Do you understand what is your own? Do you understand me? So you'll find it also in chapter 4, verse 12. It is for our own hand. Do you understand me? Chapter 6, verse 18. Chapter 7, verse 2, 7, verse 4, 7, verse 7. Chapter 7, verse 37 also. We find in chapter 9, verse 7. Chapter 11, verse 21. Chapter 14, verse 35. 15, 23, 15, 38. I'll take it again. 1 Corinthians 3, 8, 4, 12, 6, 18, 7, 2, 7, 4, 7, 7. 7, 37, 9, 7, 11, 21, 14, 35, 15, 23, and 15, 38. So, this, without word used,
so something is very, there's something not to lose eye or lose
focus on, is the fact that those, the gifts, the abilities, are endowment. How do you say it? What is your own? Do you understand? What is your own? So, distributing to everyone my participation severally, because now,
do you know that severally is why we cannot say that is an endowment, what is our own? Do you understand? That is why we call it charisma, an endowment, what is mine? Do you understand? Now, the last word we're going to consider is the word as he wills.
So, sorry, before we get there, in the believer, the gifts are placed at the believer's stead. That's what Paul is talking about. They are placed, or it is placed at the stead of the believer.
Do you understand? It's at your stead.
So, your the everyone, which is your participation, will now be, do you understand? Don't, first of all, you must understand that the gifts are in your stead. The nine. Do you understand?
So that is why they are called endowment, abilities, charisma. Do you understand? Because they are yours. So when I say at your stead, it means you determine the one you flow with, because they are left for you to flow. Do you understand? They are given to you to flow with it. But when you are to flow in the gift, you must understand the fact that spirituals is actually practiced well in the ecclesia. Right? And when practice in the ecclesia is for the what? Benefit of all. Edification of all. Do you understand me? And we say when God talks about the benefit of all, you must have something else in mind. Right? We are doing a recap of what we've done so far. We must have something in mind. What must we have in mind? It must glorify Christ. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? So when he begins to glorify himself, it is no longer what? It's no longer a defined. When it talks fear, it's no longer a defined. Do you understand me? When it brings fear, when I talk about fear, I talk about fear in that is a doubt of God's person. You know it's not glorifying God. Do you understand me? When a believer now hears a word, a tongue and an interpretation, and it brings fear all around that I'm going to lose salvation, I'm going to do this. It is no longer a defined. Do you understand me? It has flowed into the flesh. Do you understand? When the believer now gets to get afraid of his stand in Christ because of what a prophecy given, do you understand that? You should now know that, hey, that is not actually glorifying Christ. Just as when a believer now begins to walk in fear, okay, let me put it like this.
Your spine now gives the word of knowledge. Hmm. You know, I want to, you know, I'm doing it like this, yeah? Because some people think once you don't start giving word of knowledge, you say, this man of God, he can, everything is going to say is going to be true. That's why I'm actually using that. But you know, we flow as we are, we flow with the things of the Spirit as we are seeing. Do you know that the things of the Spirit, remember I told us before now, the things of the Spirit are taught and are caught. Do you understand? So, always get that. So the fact that somebody catches it, you know, they are taught and caught, and you are learning from your pastor, and your pastor is flowing that way, doesn't mean you too, if you are flowing that way, you are right. Do you understand what I mean? That you're going to be saying the right words. That's what I'm trying to say. Or somebody heard your pastor flow that way, and now I'm going, yeah. You know, there's a bed that flows on top of your roof every night. You know? I'm asking the Spirit of God, what is the bed for? I'm saying that because it has happened to me. Hallelujah. I'm asking the Spirit of God, say it concerning the bed. But I'm going to add back on this side. Right? So, that bed. You know the bed,
shaga, kaka, raba, baba, ba,
Okay, you know, bed, they scatter. And that is a symbol of the fact that things around you are scattering. You should know automatically. It's not glorifying Christ. How do you know? You should just know yourself. It's scattering around you. Things are scattering. And it's looking as if the power of God is not there. It's not there. Well, brother, you know what you do. You will buy your water. Automatically you will know that. See, I'm using this thing to do two things. I'm debunking something. Those of you that know, you know. I'm debunking something. And I'm teaching you something. Do you understand? So I'm debunking a practice in the past, and I'm teaching you something. Do you understand? So now, very, very, very important. Automatically, you know that person is already walking in the flesh. So as a student of the word, you just switch out of that person immediately. Don't listen to him. Just cut the conversation. There's a, you might want to respect the person and just, but you have to switch. How many of you have to switch out of people? Just switch out. There's a, just cut it out. Just the same way somebody is calling you and you don't want to listen, just drop the phone and put the loudspeaker. You just want to listen. Just switch out. Just politely, just switch out. Next person just keeps talking. You are out. Do you understand? You are out. And you can do it such a way that you will not even be rude, but you are out. You know you are not listening anymore. Hallelujah. Because that doesn't glorify Christ. Do you understand? So it has your sense. So you must have this guideline if when it comes to flowing with the things of the Spirit, especially when we are when it comes to the things of the Spirit, and the abilities of the Spirit, you must have these as a guide. It is practice in the ecclesia, right? Practice in the ecclesia for what? For the common good of everyone in the ecclesia, right? Right? In the church and common good. And for that, which is for the edification of the brethren, right? That was what we said. I will now say also that common good will be seen in the fact that what is said, or what is done glorifies Christ. Was that what we said to you?
Yes, sir.
Now there's something else we also said. We now said the guideline. How will you know you glorify Christ? The guideline will be the what? Let me know who remember. Just to be the word. The word, the logos. Do you understand? So the guideline will still be what? What is written. Do you understand? Do you not see how you have actually, yes, you are receiving the word,
You are receiving the word of prophecy, but this is a guideline. Are you listening to me? This is a guideline. You just know. Hallelujah. So it makes it hard for someone to now come and deceive you. Because number one, the word is set in front of you. Do you understand? And once you begin to go contrary to the written word, it's not of Christ itself. Are you hearing me? Are you following me?
Aha.
Very important. Glory to God. So, I'll not tell you what I will do. But, during CRC, remember that I'm not here for this meeting. We won't give a pin word. We will not even give a tongue and an interpretation.
That how now? Don't worry. I know what you do. You know the churches. On that day, we see. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So you have to learn. Do you understand? That is why we are learning. Hallelujah. That's why we are learning.
So the word we want to consider last before we call it a day is the word assimilate. That word is the word Bolumar. Bolumar.
Bolumar.
It's a word that implies to desire.
Bolumar. Bolumar.
To desire. A need. To desire or a need.
So when he says as a will, not as a soul, but as you desire. The everyone desire. Let's look at it in context. So remember they say the word he is the every man. And the every man we've looked at is the word. The part of the body, right? So to be as the every man desires. John 6:11, Acts 2:45, Acts 4:35. John 6:11. John 6:11. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. Who wanted? The disciples or the people?
Who wanted? The people that wanted. That is that word.
Hallelujah.
As they wanted. That is the word Bolumai. As they wanted. Do you understand me? That is the word Bolumai. As they wanted. So it's not, it's actually not the spirit that determines. Do you understand me? As the who want. Now, hallelujah. I don't know why this thing is personal.
Hallelujah.
So there's something to actually look at here. I will still say it again as we round up. It is not the spirit that determines your participation in what he has done. No. Do you understand? And that is the reason why Paul will say, will tell us desire. Do you understand? In verse 30, he will say, desire your best gift. Meaning my participation in what the spirit has worked in. Do you understand? What the Spirit has worked in all the members is will have my desire. Do you understand? That is to be my participation. So I will participate in what the Holy Ghost has done in all the body. Do you understand? With all the body being all the members of the body, which is in the believers, right? So we say it is in the Spirit that we receive. That is the work. That is the operation of the gift. It has been worked in every believer. You understand? That is what distributes that I will.
Hallelujah. So my participation has to do with my desire. My desire, how I want. Look at chapter 2, verse 15 of Acts. Acts 2:15.
Your love is better than me. I'm worthy.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I decided to walk. Verse 15.
Acts 2:15. And for these are not drunk as you suppose.
I'm coming. Sorry, Acts 2:45. It's 45, not 15. 45. Verse 45. Are you in verse 45? It says, and they sold their possession and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. Who had need? Is it the person giving or the person receiving? The person receiving.
Hallelujah.
Look at chapter 4, verse 35. And laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as they had need. Who had need? Who had need? The people. Hallelujah. So, very important. When he used the word in chapter 6, they distributed it to them. That is the word diadomi or didomi. Now, in Acts 2, verse 15, the word and distributed as anyone had need. That word distributed is the word diamerizo. Diamerizo. In chapter 4, verse 35, the word distributed is the word diadidomi. Diadidomi. And you see these three words are synonyms of the word diario. They are synonyms of the word diario used in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, when it has to do with the gift of the Spirit in a different part of the body, when it has to do with the with the gift of the Spirit in the different part of the body, our desire comes to play. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
so, from Paul's explanation of verse 11, he helps us see that the operation of the gift in every believer is as a faculty in every believer. That's what it means, as a faculty. So, my desire will not be how I flow in it. Do you understand? So, it's not like as a faculty. That's how Paul has explained it. As a faculty. It's an endowment. Right? Severally, individually, that is the endowment. Now when he now uses the word as he wills, as I will desire, I will not make it look like a faculty. Not like it is not a faculty. Do you understand? That I now flow in. Do you understand that? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So our flow is via our desire. To the end that what? The local church is edified. Everyone is edified. Common good of everyone. Hallelujah. Christ is glorified. Christ is glorified. Everyone is edified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, after these teachings, we might look at, we might just delve in a bit into the prophets in the Old Testament. Just look at them a bit. Now, there's something I would want to point our attention on, even as we get prepared for other meetings, especially on the aspect of prophecy. You discover that you cannot give. Remember, we'll still discuss prophecy, but remember, we said this series is talking about will just be like an introduction, right? So, when we talk about prophecy, you get to see something. Not in the series, but when we discuss prophets in the Old Testament, we'll get to see the fact that you cannot call something a prophecy when it is not in line with the word, with the scriptures. Yes, so we'll look at it, and then we'll discover that what the prophet will prophesy about will be what is written. Yes, so that automatically will not nullify the one who will not go and call a calabash in one village and call a prophecy.
But we look at what that can be. You know that? We only try and just place it. You know that? But that cannot be called prophecy. You know that? I listen to you. And then when we look at the ministries, might not still delve into the ministries like that, but just on the surface, we'll see and discover the fact that okay, let me not go there, because it will be replayed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have you learned something? Let's share what we've learned.